is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the U.S. has charged leader of Hamas and other militants in connection with the October 7th massacre in Israel.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7th, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding, and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials said Tuesday the polio vaccination campaign in Gaza is going well, with a quarter of targeted children already reached. AP Shelley Edler.
Stefan Duzarik is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros, said today that around 74,000 children are estimated to have been vaccinated yesterday, which is the second day of the campaign. This brings the total number of children vaccinated so far to over 160,000.
The Secretary General also wonders if Israel agreed to limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the polio campaign, why can't there be a ceasefire? I'm Shelley Adler.
A bus crashed into a group of students and their parents in eastern China, killing 11 and injuring 13. Police say the students and parents were waiting Tuesday morning at the gate of a middle school in Shandong province, and that six parents and five students were killed. They say the bus was specifically modified for transporting students. They also say that they've taken the driver into custody. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin received a red carpet welcome to Mongolia as the country ignored calls to arrest him on an international warrant for alleged war crimes stemming from Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. His visit Tuesday was Putin's first to a member country of the International Criminal Court since it issued the warrant in March of 2023. Ukraine has called on Mongolia to hand Putin over to the court, and the European Union has expressed concern that the country might not execute the warrant. The International Court has accused Putin of being responsible for the abductions of children from Ukraine. Putin concluded his visit Tuesday night. At least 50 people were killed, 271 wounded, when Russia hit a military institute in a Ukrainian central town with two ballistic missiles on Tuesday, the worst deadliest single attack this year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Telegram messaging app that the Russian scum will definitely be held accountable for the strike. The use of ballistic missiles, which hit targets hundreds of kilometers away within a few minutes of their launch, meant the victims had little time to find cover after the air raid siren sounded, according to the Foreign Ministry. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the legal wrangling between the judge and the defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial.
Prosecutors are resisting an attempt by former President Donald Trump to delay post-trial decisions in his New York hush money criminal case. Trump is trying to get the federal court to intervene in the state's case and possibly overturn his felony conviction. But prosecutors are okay to postpone Trump's sentencing on September 18th. Prosecutors did urge Judge Juan Mershon not to delay his rulings on two key defense requests, Trump's call to delay sentencing until after the November election, and his attempt to overturn the verdict and dismiss the case in the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. A decision on delaying sentencing is expected soon. Mershon says he will rule in about 2 weeks on the motion to overturn the verdict. I'm Ed Donahue.
As voters prepare to cast their ballots in the November election, U.S. adversaries like China are making their own plans. A network of fake accounts designed to mimic Americans was recently revealed by researchers in the online analysis from Graphica. Graphica linked the network to a well-known Chinese disinformation operation. The group posted relatively little original content and instead reposted misleading and incendiary claims, often about topics like crime, racism, and the war in Gaza. Rather than support one presidential candidate over another, the fake network focused on broader attacks to undermine faith in American democracy. The network is dubbed Spamouflage for its habit of spreading large amounts of seemingly unrelated content along with disinformation and propaganda. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.